everybody. This is Danny Johnson. And prior to getting started in business for myself, I was a 19-year-old uneducated female who grew up in a very abusive home with a father that was violent as well as a massive drug addict. I didn't have a whole lot of confidence starting off in life at 18, 19 years old. I was 19 when I was introduced, and honestly, I didn't think that someone like me would be able to succeed in anything. But after a couple of months of seeing testimony after testimony after testimony, I really started to get a little bit of an idea that even if I failed doing my own home-based business, I still would be doing better than I would be working for JCPenney's or what have you. And so after a couple of months, I finally got the courage to sign that application. I came in full-time, which was my first business mistake. I don't know what was wrong with me, but somehow I was thinking that my past experience in jobs, working in a video store, a health food store, a dress shop, and working at JCPenney somehow equipped me to be able to earn a six-figure income in a home-based business. I do not know why I ever thought that those jobs certainly gave me the experience that I needed to be able to make money in business for myself. And obviously, the proof was in the pudding. I made nothing my first 6 months. I talked to tons of people. I did everything that the video showed me to do, and yet I failed miserably, and it was a very frustrating time those first 6 months. Then I found out about a training seminar that was very expensive. It was going to cost a lot of money to be able to get there, and it was money that I did not have. And so I heard about this seminar, and the guy that told me about it, he says, if you don't go, you're going to fail. So if you don't go, you might as well just quit now because and put yourself out of misery now, because you will fail without this training. And so I wound up finding a way. I borrowed the money from a boyfriend as well as a couple credit cards to be able to plug myself into that training seminar. And I came out and I made $4,000 the first 8 days. I began to plug in monthly. In fact, even sometimes every 2 weeks, plugged into a very expensive training program that equipped me on how to be able to earn a six-figure income. And it took me literally, by my second month, that I brought people to the next training seminar with me. In fact, I brought 11 people to that next event with me, and I made $11,000. Next check was $15,000. Next check following that was just under $21,000. And so from there, I decided I wanted to get married. I did so. I met a guy at one of those training seminars. I ran off, and I got married on a whim. And just 6 months after that, I wound up completely homeless, destitute, broke. My husband drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, and left me with $2.03 to my name, and credit cards maxed out to a $35,000 debt. Totally, completely devastated. I want you to imagine what that kind of devastation would be. In fact, there's one or two of you right now listening to me from who knows where that you're in the very same situation that I was in just 16 years ago this December. And so I wound up losing my business as a direct result of getting married. Everything was devastating. I literally was sleeping in my car and any other place that I could rest my head. Everything that I owned was either in storage or in the back of that car, not knowing where food and gas was going to come from. Just terrified. I mean, totally, completely terrified. I was petrified. I was horrified. You name it. It was nasty time in my life. Wound up finding a job as a cocktail waitress after a couple of weeks of being homeless. And knew that something had to change in my life. And after several weeks of going down a path that was very destructive, I had a wake-up call one day in my mind, and it was, you've got to step up and do something different. And so I started a business from the trunk of my car at a payphone booth using the skills that I had invested thousands and tens of thousands of dollars into the year before. All those training seminars that I had been to, I just kind of reached down to the skill that I developed the year before and applied that skill and started making money right away. And that's what's awesome about things versus skill. You see, you can purchase things and those things can be robbed from you. They can burn or they can be stolen. But skill is something that can never be taken away from you, which is such an awesome thing. And so that money that I invested seemed to be wise because I learned a skill in business. I learned how to talk to people. I learned how to, out of thin air, create an income. And made $2,000 the first 10 hours, $6,500 the next 30 hours, $10,000 that next month. By the end of my first year, I had made $250,000. By the end of my second year, I had made my first million. And so I was completely blown away that here an investment I made the year before still was being able to pay me income to the tune of $250,000. By the end of my second year, I had made my first million by the time I was 23 years old. Since then, I've been raising my 5 children, working part-time from home, met my husband through the industry, and we have been working together as partners. In our worst years, we've made 6 figures, and in our best years, we've made 7. And so, and we've done well because of a training program called First Steps to Success that we diligently have plugged people through that system, directing them to where they can get the training and equipping that is necessary to succeed at a much higher level at a much faster rate. And so for me, I know myself, I didn't want to make money slow, and I didn't want to make a little bit of money slow. And so the training program called First Steps to Success, which you heard one taking place here in Australia, on the Gold Coast of Australia, which we're nearly full on that particular event, and we know that the event will sell out, so get yourself registered for that right away, as well as October, Los Angeles, California, at the Radisson, right there at the airport. You don't even need transportation. Once you find it there, you get a free shuttle taking you October 14th and 15th. And by the way, we are 25% full right now. In 1 week, we announced the Los Angeles event 7 days ago, and we are already 25% full, and we still have 5 weeks left. Actually, more than 5 weeks. I'm sorry. I think we have 7 weeks. Yeah, we have 7 weeks left for that before that event is going to be taking place. So please don't wind up like the 200 to 300 people that had to be turned away from Dallas. If you are at all planning on working your business, especially wanting to explode your business through October, through the end of the year, don't be caught with one of those people thinking, oh, I'll still be able to get in. There's a good chance it's going to sell out quite early. So anyway, we're 25% full on Los Angeles already, just to let you know. So anyway, we've been doing those training seminars for years, and because of the success rate out of them, for example, let me just give you the rate of success that was in Dallas. Out of all the six-figure income earners that were in Dallas, Texas, and this was 700 people that were in the room, out of all the people that were there, and mind you that 90% of the people at First Steps are usually there for the very first time, we had 31 six- or seven-figure income earners that stood up that were earning at least a six-figure income. And out of the 31, 22 had been developed through First Steps to Success. 22 out of 31 of the six-figure income earners that were there, 22 were not making a six-figure income prior to them plugging in to First Steps to Success training seminar. That is an outrageous level of success. That's an outrageous ratio of people. Out of the 9 that were remaining, 2 were there plugging into First Steps for the very first time. 7 had been to the First Steps several times, and all 7 claimed that since using First Steps to Success and DannyJohnson.com, their income had grown dramatically. Now, we had 700 people in the room, and if you look at that, 29 out of 31 all increased their income. The other 2, they were just there for their very first exposure. Folks, that's an extremely high ratio of success that comes out of First Steps to Success. 22 people had been developed from 0 to a six-figure income. Majority of the 22 had not even finished their first year working with us yet. That's a high level of success. All I know is this. People that plug through that system consistently get their income to 6 figures, bottom line. And that's exactly what that case study in Dallas showed us. It was crystal clear. Now, tonight, friends, I promised you that I was going to give you 3 key points to bringing acceleration into your business through ending this year of 2006. We're at the end of August right now. I'm going to give you 3 key points. And, in fact, I may even go beyond 3, but I'm promising you 3 key points for massive acceleration for your business closing out 2006. Number 1 is this. Now, by the way, if you are online, if you have access to the Internet while talking to me, go to the website right now because I'm going to direct you to specific calls in the archives so that you can get more information. And these are free calls that are on that site. So go now to www.danny.johnson.com. Come on, you don't want to write this down on a piece of paper because you know how that goes. A piece of paper gets shuffled into another place, and all of a sudden you're like, darn it, where was that call? So I want you to be able to totally accelerate your business from tonight on, and the way you're going to be able to do that is by getting online right now, DannyJohnson.com, D-A-N-I, Johnson.com, and because I'm going to direct you to where some places are where you can get some calls, some free information, some extra free training that is available on that site. Now, if you're a member already, you know how to type in your username and password, You'll be in the archive calls. That's where you want to sit. If you're not a member as of yet, you have access to $60,000 worth of training and equipping. I'm going to say that again, $60,000 worth of free training and equipping that is available on that website right now for you. And so go there now, fill out that form. It's free. All you have to do is fill out the membership form that makes you a member and takes you into the archive call area. Okay, so number one is one way to accelerate your business for the rest of the year is through all-out massive action in prospecting. Huge amounts of people. Now, if you really want to really seriously accelerate and you're working about 20 hours a week, you should be able to get through at least 1,000 dials in the next 30 days. That needs to be a goal of yours. In fact, if you're working full-time, then you should at least talk to 1,000 people in the next 30 days. Now, I know right now you're thinking, that is totally impossible, Danny. It is impossible if you do not have enough contacts. And if you don't have enough contacts, go click on there. On the homepage, you'll see a vendor's area. Actually, it's in the members area. In the members area, once you sign up as a member, there's a vendor's list in there. Cutting Edge Media, CEM Leads is what you'll click on. Click on that. They will be able to get you some good quality leads right away. Now, again, if you're looking at wanting to accelerate your business, now this isn't about how to build your business in a mediocre, slow, frustrating way. We're talking accelerated way. There's a dynamic difference between acceleration and mediocre. Okay? There's a huge difference between slow and fast. And so tonight's call is not based on slow. It's based on fast. So I'm talking about numbers that obviously are much higher than what some of you are accustomed to. But if you're part-time, you need to be looking at least 1,000 dials. Okay, 1,000 dials in the next 30 days, which means if you have your own personal list of resources and that list is around 200, that list needs to get to 2,000 immediately. Okay, you need to just burn through that list right away. And then if you're looking at, if you're working cold market and you're running advertising campaigns, maybe you need to have like 6 or 7 different ads in 6 or 7 different papers around the country, either that or let Cutting Edge Media run your advertising for you. Let them take the risk and you only get the names of those that are qualified. And so, I used to prospect talk to 60 people per day. If you do the math out and you're doing that 5 days a week, okay, so 6 times 5, that's 300 people, 300 conversations per week. 300 times 4 weeks, you're looking at 1,200 conversations. That's how many conversations I would have with people. That would be reading the script, very much like the script on page 2 of the DannyJohnson.com script book. Now, so some of you are like, dang, what am I going to say to 1,000 people in the next 30 days? Okay, over on the left-hand side of the website, you're going to see a link that says products. Click on that. Click on products. Now it's going to bring you onto a page, and either the first or second product there is the script book and audios, okay? That's going to give you the words to say. It comes with 2 audios. It's going to show you how to say it. There's some troubleshooting also on those audios where there's some role-playing so that you know what to say and how to say it. And so it's got 16 different scripts in there. So if you're working your list of resources yourself, there's like, I don't know, 5 or 6 warm contact scripts that you can use in there. If you're working a list where you've just met this person face-to-face but you don't know them, there's a script in there for that. There's a script in there for leaving a voicemail to make sure that you're getting more people calling you back. And there's as well as a closing script. So after you're done presenting the opportunity to them, you want to be able to have the words, the questions to ask them that gets the prospect to close themselves. And so if you're making this commitment to 1,000 dials if you're working part-time or at least having 1,000 conversations in the next 30 days, then what you're looking at is definitely needing a streamlined, duplicatable system of what to say. Each conversation is going to run you about 10 minutes per conversation. Okay, so make sure that you have plenty of leads to prepare for acceleration for the end of this year. I know this, the advertising campaigns right now are being flooded with people looking for ways to make more money. And so that is going to work in your favor. And so obviously the one that's talking to the most people is the one that's going to win. No doubt about it. Now, number two for massive acceleration for your business closing out 2006 is using the 3-meeting plan. Now, some of you don't have a clue about what I just said, but let's put it this way. If you are going to go out and do, you know, have 1,000 conversations in the next 30 days, this is what you need to look at. it's one thing to be able to sign somebody up, but then what the heck do you do with them? There's something I want to tell you. There's several different methods of learning, okay? One method is through a book. Now, obviously, if you're reading a book, that is the least amount of return on your investment. Studies prove that you learn the least through reading a book. Okay, next step is through audios. So like audio, CDs, a book on tape, or audios like what you see there on the website, North Carolina, for example. That's a great foundational tool for building your business. And so audio is another way of being able to learning, and that's an increased method of learning to retain more and be able to learn more. Now, the third way is through video. Okay, that's another method of learning, video. Now, if you're anything like myself, man, I'm a visual learner. I like to watch something in action, and when I can see it, all my senses, or at least most of my senses, are being stimulated, and therefore that's how come video and live trainings are, you learn more in a live or a video training than you do reading a book or listening to audios. The fourth method of learning is through full body immersion, through immersing yourself. And like, for example, we just came back from Dallas, a 2-day full immersion, meaning you are disconnected from the outside world for those 2 days. You are connected into one focused topic for 2 straight days. And when you spend 2 straight hours, hours after hour after hour after hour, learning a process and learning new things, you retain a whole lot more live. You know, all senses involved, smell, touch, visual, hearing, speaking. And so that's another way. So, but the last way I'm going to talk about is the most effective. There's only one method of learning that has 100% return on the time and money investment. There's only one method of learning that actually is proven, has been tried for thousands of years, and in fact, you are all products of this last form of learning, and that is mentorship. It is when a craftsman takes on an apprentice and shows the apprentice step by step. Then the craftsman watches the apprentice and then corrects whatever needs to be corrected. Then he does it again, shows him again, and then he sends him out. And so that is the highest method of learning, which is mentorship. And the 3-meeting plan absolutely is just that. Now, how does the 3-meeting plan work? Well, if you're going to be doing this accelerated program and you're looking at having 1,000 conversations, and if you've got the script book, you at least know that you know what words you need to be saying, okay? It doesn't ensure that it's going to happen all perfectly, because there's a big difference between hearing something on the audio and receiving it and then perceiving it and then activating it. Those are all totally... There's some big factors in there, okay? Do you sound like a salesman, or are you coming across pushy? Are you coming across weak? Are you coming across fearful? You know, those are the kinds of things that a coach, a mentor, would be able to call you on. Hey, you sound like you're terrified. Don't read the script like that. I want some confidence out of you. Now try it again. That's what I mean by mentorship. But the 3-meeting plan is this. If you're going to sign people up, hello, you better at least make sure that they're going to have a chance of success. I mean, what's the point of signing someone up if they're not going to do anything? Are you with me? That is just completely ignorant. If you're going to get someone started in a program, the best way to ensure that you're going to make money is if that person makes money. That's how it works. And so we train every brand new employee. In fact, I did an interview today with somebody for an assistant position to me. And, you know, the whole thing is, are you teachable? Because I'm going to show you every single step of the way. We're going to walk you through this thing. It's going to take 90 days before I feel like you're fully comfortable and ready to be left on your own to be able to handle this job properly. So we do a 3-meeting plan with, employees. I've done 3-meeting plans with people I've gotten started in business, independent reps that I'm getting started, trained and equipped. I do a 3-meeting plan with my children. And so this is basically what that looks like. Let's say that you're going to get Joe started, okay, and, you know, he's one of the 1,000 conversations that you had. You use the script book, and you learn, you know, what to do from there. And so here's Joe. Now, most people wind up getting a Joe started, and they're like, okay, so go talk to people, and here's the time of the meetings, and, you know, good luck. That's not how to build a business, okay? That's not building a business at all. That is, you played nothing but a salesman if that's what your plan is for success. And so it's a whole nother art to be able to establish somebody successfully in a home-based business. That's a completely different topic. That's a completely different level of skill. And so what the three-meeting plan does is it shows you at least a plan, a strategy that's going to be able to help Joe make money right away. And so this is what it looks like. The first, the way you're going to walk Joe through this is this, is that Joe needs to get some contacts in front of you or in front of a presentation, however which way that you do that presentation. It might be through a website or a webcast. Could be a pre-recorded message. It could be a live presentation in a home. Could be a live presentation in a hotel. It could be a conference call. Could be a live conference call. Could be through audios or DVDs that you guys send DVDs or you drop DVDs off at people's homes. Whichever way, these are just a number of different ways that you expose your business to a prospect. So with Joe in mind, I want to train Joe on how to build his business, but I'm going to do it by activating him in his business. And for Joe, the whole process is we are just looking for some people to practice on Joe. That's all we need to do. Here's a script. I want you to read this script from the DannyJohnson.com script book. And so this is the script. I want you to use the practice script number one on all of your prospects. And so here he has practice script number one. He's calling some people. Hey, I need someone to practice on. I've got a new career, and I'm really wanting to impress my training manager. Is there any way you can come to my house on Tuesday or whatever? Also, you can do this through conference calls if you're billing. Let's say you're in California and Joe's in Kentucky. I don't know why I always use those two. So here's how it's going to work. So here's Joe, and Joe's going to do Joe's first meeting. This is how the three-meeting plan works. Joe's first meeting, I do all of his first presentation for him with him fully aware that he needs to learn the script of the presentation, that he needs to take a lot of notes, because I am demonstrating simply what it is that he will be doing, okay? So, again, I'm demonstrating to Joe what he will be doing in about a week, because Joe's second presentation, he's going to do half of that presentation, and I'm going to do the other half. So he's going to do the part on the product. He's going to do the part on the industry. He's going to do the part on the company, okay? He's also going to tell some testimonials of people who are using the service or the product, and that's about it. So on the third meeting, he does all of that presentation, okay? So on the third presentation, he does all of it. Now, remember I told you that sixth method of learning is the most powerful method of learning, and that is mentorship. That's exactly what's going on. It's exactly how I was trained to become a cocktail waitress. I followed around a cocktail waitress for 2 days, and she followed me around for 2 days, then I was released to go and do it on my own. So in those four times, going through those 12-hour shifts, I pretty much had the job down. If I had any questions, then I can go and ask her at any time. So again, first meeting, you do all of it for your brand new person. Second meeting, you do half, he does half. Third meeting, he does all, and you are there to clean up the mess. After that third meeting, he is released, and he can do what? Well, if he doesn't want to do presentations, it's totally fine. He can plug people into a website. He can plug people through the conference calls. He can use the existing system of other people doing presentations if he does not want to keep that ball rolling. But my goal with every brand new person I get started is that they are able to do presentations, no question, that they are fully equipped to be able to do that on their own. Here's why. Because they can do one on an airplane. They can do one anywhere, any place, anytime. It's a process that they now have learned, a process that they own. When people own a process, they're more committed. When they have knowledge in a particular area, they're more committed. When they don't know how to do anything, they are not committed at all. Okay, so that's the three-meeting plan. Why is that part of an accelerated program for you? Because it builds Joe a paycheck. Inside of 48 hours, Joe will wind up making something happen for himself. 48 to 72 hours, he will wind up either having an order for the product or service, which means he'll make money, either that or he'll wind up having somebody just like himself who stepped up into the very top package inside of that company. And so there he had the chance to make a couple $100s, or he made $10 to $15, depending on what happened in that first presentation. And so I want to make sure that I'm in front of someone that Joe knows within 48 hours to 72 hours. I want to make sure that either I'm live face-to-face or we are on a three-way call, and I am directing his guests to a web presentation or a conference call or what have you, okay? But the three meeting plan is a massive accelerator for your business. This is where I use that plan on how to, in fact, would you like to learn how to do this? Where I met somebody on April 3rd, and by April 30th, we had created $62,000 of the sales volume and brought in 60 new reps into the business that does not include customers. So $62,000 in 3.5 weeks, 60 new people were brought in through one guy, and it was all done through the three meeting plan. By the end of his second week, I was totally out of all of his meetings, and he continued, as well as the team that we trained with the three meeting plan, continued to keep going. $62,000, this guy made $20,000 his very first month because he got the number one bonus in the company. So, three meeting plan, I don't know about you. You think that's an accelerator? It's a massive accelerator. Use it. Now, I know for some of you, you have no idea. Gosh, how do I do that? Listen, there's a couple different places that you can go. In that product section, and again, this is an accelerator program. This is a higher skill set. Don't be deceived here. Now, in the product section, scroll down almost to the bottom of that page, and you'll find a product that says Home Presentation Success System, okay? Home Presentation Success System. Now, regardless if you do home presentations or not, this is a success system that A is going to teach you how to close 90% of the people in the presentations that you're doing. You can use that same presentation outline for a conference call through a recorded message. You can shrink it down to a 4-minute recorded message. You can do it live in front of people or live on the phone with people. For example, that the success system I reveal on that shows the story of where I sponsored somebody that I knew down in Southern California, and I lived in the San Francisco Bay Area at the time. And through a speakerphone, taught her the three meeting plan, meaning I did her first presentation for her. She had guests in the room, but I was speaking that thing through her speakerphone. We did $25,000 worth of sales volume her very first month. Isn't that amazing? All through a speakerphone. She did her second presentation where she was doing half of it and I did the other half. I listened to her do the front half on the phone while she was doing it live before a group of people, okay? So if you want to learn how to close 90% of the people in your home presentation thing, that is available on the website. It's called Home Presentation Success System. Click on that. Click Add to Cart. Unless, of course, you don't want a 90% closing ratio. Unless, of course, you don't want acceleration. If you don't click Add to Cart. Number three, this is the third accelerator for your business. Number three is building a fire, leveraging contacts, leveraging volume. This is what that picture looks like. What it looks like is here we are coming up in the last week of the month. Next week is the last week of the month. Now, what you have the opportunity to do, if you've had a whole bunch of people that you have talked to but necessarily have not committed, they have not given you the money to get started yet, they haven't filled out an application, if you know how to get those kind of people, if you know how to get people to tell you no or whatever, then you have a very simple way of creating leverage and creating volume out of absolute thin air. Now, listen closely, because this is a skill that you absolutely, clearly, 100% want to master. This is a skill that will make you a tremendous amount of money. This is basically what it looks like. I'll tell you real quick on how this ever even came about. I had, after my first month of having some great success, I got real cocky. In my second month, I didn't make anything because I got real cocky. I had gotten overconfident thinking I didn't need any more training. I had gone to that first training seminar and had a $25,000 week and in volume that I created, and I thought, shoot, man, I got this thing dialed. I got it all together. I can do this. I don't need to go back to another training seminar. And I didn't go that next month. The month of December, I did not go. Well, what happened after that was I had a zeroed out month. I did no volume. I talked to hundreds of people that month. I told you I was having 60 conversations a day. But I closed zero business, and I mean zero business. And that's because I got cocky. I didn't think I needed continued training. I mean, you know, it's kind of like a college student saying, oh, I want to become, you know, a surgeon. And he goes through one class and says, oh, I got this sucker dialed. I'll go ahead and show up at the hospital and see if I can get hired. It's not going to happen that way. But for some reason, ignorantly, I thought one training seminar was enough for me, and I got it all figured out in that one. which was absolutely hilarious. I don't know about you, but I'm a homeschooling mom. And I don't know, the same stuff that my kid's learning in kindergarten is the same stuff that the eighth grader learned, just more in depth, basically. It's all the same stuff because repetition is the mother of skill. So anyway, January was coming along, and I could not afford another zero-out month. So I went back to that training seminar. Now I couldn't afford it again. You know, I obviously spent the money that I had made, and I had a zero month, which meant I had no income for that second month. So I wound up bringing 11 people in the month of January to Salt Lake City, Utah, and came out of that thing, and I learned a process in that seminar in 15 minutes that created an amazing amount of volume for me, and I'm going to show you how that was done. Basically, I took a bunch of people that wound up saying, no, I'll think about it, and da-da-da-da, and I wound up calling them the last 2 days of the month. And those last 2 days of the month, this is essentially what happened for me. I got on the phone and I said, listen, here's the deal. I'm looking for a project for the month. I'm looking for somebody that is serious about building a business. Now, Bob, you know what? You and I spoke about 3 weeks ago, and you had mentioned that you were looking for a home-based business because you wanted to pay down some debt. Well, have you been able to pay off that debt yet? Well, yeah, well, no, obviously not in 3 weeks. Well, have you found a business that you feel like is going to help you to accelerate your debt reduction? No, actually, I haven't. Okay, well, listen, here's the deal. I have been interviewing people all month long, and I'm looking for one person that I'm going to build an entire organization for that for this month, meaning all the people that I've interviewed, everybody that I'm getting started, they're all going to go underneath one person, and that's going to be the person that's going to get my time and effort. Now, I'm obviously not just going to hand that over to just anybody. I obviously need somebody to carry their half of the end of the bargain. And so, Bob, I'm just putting you on notice. I'm also going to be calling Mark and Dwayne. And as I'm calling Mark and Dwayne, let me just let you know about Mark. Mark is an accountant, and Mark has been an accountant for a lot of years. He is absolutely dead set on getting himself started in a home-based business because he is sick and tired of the high-stress field that he is in. He has an amazing amount of contacts. He has incredible amount of credibility and influence in his own center of influence with his own clients alone, who, by the way, many of his clients are looking for a way to leverage their income and looking to go into business for themselves so that they can be in a totally different tax situation. And so, really, Mark has a built-in, beautiful system already with credibility and influence with people that are looking for ways to leverage themselves tax-wise, and a home-based business will help to put them in a totally different tax situation. And so, Mark, he's the next phone call that I'm going to be making. Anybody that winds up having Mark in their business is absolutely, clearly blessed, no question. As well as Dwayne, let me tell you about Dwayne. Dwayne has been in the merchant business for a lot of years. He has a lot of international contacts, and as you know, we've got a business that can be built internationally. He has made a solid statement that once he sinks his teeth into something, he goes at it with all that he has. So just between Mark's credibility and context alone, whoever winds up having Mark in their business is also very blessed. And I forgot to tell you about Sharon. Sharon is a homeschooling mother. She runs a homeschooling charter school where there's 150 families that come together under this one umbrella. They do field trips together and so on. She is the head of that organization. She founded that organization, which obviously shows that she's extremely networked, very committed person, obviously has influence in all the right places, and she knows that if she does not get started in a home-based business, her children are not going to be able to go to the kind of colleges that she is currently grooming them for. And so just these three alone, I have got far many more people than just these three that I have been interviewing throughout the month, that I am going to be making a choice as to who's going to be on top of an entire organization. So, Bob, here's the deal. I am looking for a couple key things. Number one, whoever steps up to that top package, which is $5,000, whoever steps up to that top Fast Track program at $5,000, and whoever puts people in front of me before midnight tomorrow, that person has the greatest chance, as well as registering tonight for First Steps to Success that's taking place in Australia, on the Gold Coast of Australia, if you're in Australia, if you're in the U.S., registering right now for First Steps to Success that's taking place in Los Angeles. Because this person is going to be in a leadership position, and they have got to have the skills, the knowledge, and the expertise to be able to execute this business properly. I cannot, in good conscience, put somebody on top of an entire organization that is clueless, that is unteachable, and does not know what they're doing. It is absolutely futile for me to put somebody in that kind of a position. So I'm looking for someone that wants to step up right away and put themselves in that position. So, Bob, are you in or out? You want to make a little, or do you want to make a lot? You think about it, friends. What would you say? You would say you want to make a lot. There's no question. Now, I told you that Bob, Mark, Dwayne, and Sharon haven't given me a dime yet. All I did was sell the positives of who Mark, Dwayne, and Sharon were. I sold their connections. I sold who they were and the influences they had. I did not sell that they even got started yet. I didn't say anything even about any of that. But what I did say is anyone who winds up with someone like Mark in their business is very blessed. So I simply showed them a landscape of what is possible if they step up. So I'd be calling all the same people. I'd call Mark and tell them about Bob, Dwayne, and Sharon. I'll call Sharon, tell her about Dwayne, Mark, and Bob. Okay, now what I wind up having is someone that's going to step up into that top position immediately, and now I have a way to leverage everybody else that I'm talking to. Now, I literally can teach you for 2 hours alone on this topic. I am going to direct you right now. Now, again, this is how I have created volume out of thin air. That hour and a half, I spent an hour and a half on the phone using this technique, and an hour and a half created $35,000 worth of sales volume. $35,000 worth of sales volume was created in that hour and a half. In a day and a half, by that next day, close a business, last day of the month, and again, I had zero volume the whole month until the last 2 days of January. And in those last 2 days in January, created $65,000 worth of sales volume, and I made $11,000. I made $11,000 from people who told me, no, I need to think about it, and I don't have the money. And so, friends, I made 11 grand in a day and a half, with a horrible set of circumstances. And so if you want more information on how to do this, I've got some free places to send you, as well as one other place. So on the website, if you're in the archived area, there's an hour long of teaching on this. I just did 10 minutes worth of teaching on this. There's an app that'll teach you how to then take that brand new organization that you built, strategically place it in your existing organization, and creating a frenzy of your existing people who are not motivated, not doing anything, all of a sudden bringing new people into the business instantly for you. Okay, so would you like to ignite your existing organization that's moving at a snail's pace? Well, go. Here's a couple places. September, look at the end of September of 2004, okay, like somewhere around the 25th or something like that, okay, and the end of August of 2004, there's an hour-long teaching on this technique I just gave you, and it's absolutely free. So click on those, maybe listen to those tonight, as well as, if you want to study this, the North Carolina CDs has a whole section on how you can take this and do it with prospects. How you can take it in a number of different directions. It is on the North Carolina. It's live in North Carolina. It was a training that had been done in North Carolina. It's just called Live in North Carolina. That is probably the first product that you're looking at there on the website in the product section of the website, okay? So click Add to Cart there. Okay, now, I promised you I would give you three things that would accelerate your business. I just gave you three. I'm going to give you a number four. Number four, to accelerate your business. You see, so much of winning is a mental game. So much of becoming a champion literally is a mental game. Yes, you need skill, knowledge, and expertise, but so much of being able to get yourself up to that professional level has everything to do with your mindset. And so what I want you to do is you've got to learn how to celebrate any success that you're having. This is so important to do. This is how I literally went from homeless and depressed and suicidal on December 25th to December 26th, making $2,000, okay? So if you want to be able to cross over, it was I already possessed the skills. I already had the knowledge. I already had the expertise. But because my head was in such a depression, I was full of despair, and I was totally suicidal, those skills were not being activated because I was afraid of failure, because I was totally terrified of winding up more of a failure than what I had already become. And so here I had the skill, but my mental game was that of a failure. And so let me just give you this one quick tip on how you can absolutely change that. Now, I want you to imagine for a moment that there is a farmer who purchases a plot of land. He also purchases some seed, as well as a tractor to be able to turn up all that soil. He turns up the soil, he fertilizes the soil, he plants the seed, okay? Now, it was quite an expensive money and time to be able to get the field, the tractor, and the seed. He plants it all, he does it. He comes back after a period of time, and he looks throughout the field, and he sees a bunch of, like, 2-inch tall little sprouts. He looks at the sprouts, and he says, oh, my gosh, all that work, all that time, all that effort, and this is all I got after spending all that money, all that hard work, blood, sweat, and tears, and this is all I got out of this thing? This sucks. I'm out of here. He stomps on a few sprouts and says, man, this ain't worth it. I'm done with this. He either blames the seed, blames the land, or whatever. That's just like some of us who invest in a business and purchase an advertising campaign. We purchase things like prospect and close your way to millions. We purchase things, or we even go to a first step to success one time. And we come out of that training scenario, and we have a few sprouts. And the sprouts could be you're doing more dials than you've ever done before in your life. The sprouts could be that people are actually listening to you. The sprouts could be that rather than zero people showing up for a presentation, now you've got two showing up for a presentation. The sprouts may be you have more confidence, you're feeling better yourself, you're more focused, you're managing your time better. Whatever the sprouts may be, you have got to, as an entrepreneur, look for sprouts. You see, how I went from homeless to a millionaire was I found one good thing that I had going right for my life. One good thing, and I focused on that one good thing until I added a second good thing, until I added a third good thing, until I added a fourth good thing. And I totally focused on the things that were right, that were pure, that were noble, that were praiseworthy, that were good. And I put all my focus on those things. And guess what happened? This is what I will tell you. If a farmer does not nourish and protect the sprouts, then the sprouts will die. It's the same in business. If you do not nourish and protect your sprouts being anything that is positive growth, anything that is moving in the right direction, anything that is a sign of change. Could be that you're dialing more people. Let me tell you what stomping on your sprouts is. Well, I'm doing more dials than I've ever done, but no one has signed up yet. Well, I'm scheduling more appointments, but no one's showing up. You know what? That is stomping on your sprouts. That is not nourishing the sprout, and that's not protecting the sprout. That is killing the sprout. So I'm going to tell you right now, you can have skill, knowledge, and expertise and have the mindset of a loser, and you will lose. But you can even have no skill, knowledge, or expertise and have the mindset of a champion, and you will then acquire skill, knowledge, and expertise that will make you a champion. Nourish and protect anything that is good going on in your business. If you celebrate the progress, if you nourish and protect the progress, you will progress faster. If you belittle the progress, you ignore the progress. If you are comparing the progress to where you want to go versus where you've come from, you are killing your progress and you will not grow. I'm going to give you a fifth tip. I promised you three at the beginning of the call. I'm going to give you a fifth tip. Number five is you need to go out and create your story now. Your story is the most powerful thing that you will own in your business. Your story is either going to make you or it's going to break you. And I know people that have small money testimonials, but because they know how to strategically tell that story, their story has made them a fortune. And I know people who have made a fortune, but because they don't know how to tell that story, they are literally giving money away. They literally are losing every time they open their mouth and tell that long, boring story. Now, let me help you. A, you've got to go create a story. You know, my husband started in this one business that he had started in. He was doing a business that he wanted to do on his own without me. We've been partners in almost every venture that we've ever done. He wanted to do something on his own. And so he did. And he started in a business and he invested. It was in a home-based business. And this particular business had like a case of product that had like a case of 12. It had 4 3-packs inside this case of 12. He purchases this thing and he says, honey, I'm going to have this gone in 3 days. And I'm like, uh-oh. I immediately go to my bedroom, I lay on the floor, and I cry out to God on his behalf, because my husband was never that kind of a person that would go out and strike a conversation up with somebody. He was never somebody that would go out and try to market something. He liked the management side of things up to that point. He was more confident dealing with an existing organization than he was getting a new organization. Now, he could do it, but he didn't necessarily like it. And here, now he was, stepping out of a management side of the business and stepping straight into prospecting. Now, for me, I have developed those prospecting skills early on after my 6 months of failure. That $25,000 investment I made into my skills was all in prospecting. And so I knew how to do that, and I could do it any place, anywhere, anytime. So Hans, to go out there and to say, I'm going to go get rid of this in 3 days, I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I go out, and I'm like crying out to my God, Lord, help him. Oh, God, open doors for him that no man can shut. Oh, God, make his crooked way straight. Oh, God, send people and give him favor. I am crying out, please, Lord, he needs this. You know, and all of a sudden, Hans comes back, and he sold a couple of the 3-packs. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So here it was now 2 days later, and he's like, dang it, I told myself 3 days this case was going to be gone. So it was like 7 o'clock at night. He leaves the house. He goes, I'm not coming back with any of this left. I'm like, oh, no. I didn't want my husband to get discouraged, and I just wanted to see him encouraged, and I wanted to see him build his story, because he knew the importance of having a testimonial, especially a quick testimonial. And sometimes selling a service is the quickest way to create money, like fast, you know, like right out of gates. So he went out and he did it, and he came home that night empty-handed of product, money in hand. So that was his story. So when he got on the phone with prospects the next day, he said, listen, all I know is I purchased a case, and in 3 days the case was gone. Then the story continued. He followed up with those people that purchased those products. He followed up with those people, and he wound up having 9 customers total. 7 of the 9 reordered within 1 week. So now his story was progressing. You want to continuously add on to your story. And then at the end of the second week, 7 of the 4 became reps in the business, because they were so excited about the product, they started telling people about what the product was doing for them. By the end of the first month, he made $1,500 profits. Second month, he made $3,300. Third month, he made $5,000. By his sixth month, he made $9,000. Now, look at that. That was a progressive story, and it all started with the first 3 days. So listen, maybe you've been in for 3 years and you still don't have a story. That's okay. Maybe you've been to First Steps to Success, and you need to understand you actually have a story. And it could be something like this. I mean, as simple as this. You've got to create your story. You've got to work on it now and make sure that your story does not have a bunch of so what's in it. What do I mean by that? By the way, you need training on this. I can't stress to you enough the importance of learning how to tell your story. Your story cannot include a bunch of stuff that doesn't matter to somebody else. Let me give you an example. Hi, my name is Danny Johnson, and you know what? I met this guy, and he and I started dating, and I happened to be looking for a job, and that's where I met him. Met him at a job interview, and we started seeing each other, and then about 3 months into us dating, he winds up telling me about this business that he got started in. And he called me one day and he said, Danny, you really ought to check this thing out. I think you could do really well with something like this. Now, time out. I'm going to tell you right now, I just totally put you to sleep with that story. In fact, I frustrated you with that story. All of that stuff doesn't mean a dime bit of business to anybody. But when you hear me tell my story about how I got started, I say, prior to getting started, I was a 19-year-old uneducated female, grew up in a very abusive home. It took me 2 months to sign the application because I didn't think that someone like me had a chance to succeed. Well, my first 6 months, I failed miserably, then plugged into a training seminar, made $4,000 the first 8 days, $11,000 with my next check, $15,000, and $21,000 following that check after that. Went on to starting in another business, making $250,000 my first year, and made my first $1 million by the end of my second year. There's my story. So I'm giving a background on what I used to do And then here is my success. Now, it could be that, let's say, your story would be something like this. Prior to getting started with XYZ Company, I was a cocktail waitress. Now, although I liked working with people, I couldn't stand my job because my boss was always stressed out and there was a lot of tension in the work environment. So I stumbled across a home-based business, and after plugging in to a First Steps to Success training seminar, I have to tell you, I am so excited because I have now learned a debt reduction plan that I am currently on right now, paying down debt, and I have a plan to be completely out of debt, including my mortgage, within 5 to 7 years. Not only that, I learned exactly how I can confidently build a six-figure income for myself, and I am truly on my way. There you go. Now, did I say anything about you making any money yet? No. But listen, if you plug into First Steps, it's a guarantee you will learn a debt reduction plan. That even if your income never changes, you still will be able to pay off all your debt. Now, that's powerful. Now, that story was intriguing. It said a lot of me too's in it. I mean, the crowd is like, man, I want to learn how to get out of debt. I want to be confident. I want to be able to develop a six-figure income. And that's basically what you're saying. And so as you can see, they related to you. You know, you had a job, but you didn't like it. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you need to learn first. You need to create your own story. And all of you who have come out of First Steps in Dallas or in Denver or whatever one that you've been to, the story I just gave is your story. Or you can, obviously, if you've gotten results coming out of First Steps and you started listening to all those audios and you've studied it in a home study course and you're applying it on a daily basis, now you're making, you know, came out of First Steps and I've made more calls than I've ever made before in my life, and I am confident that my business is going to be very successful. There's your testimony. So, folks, learn. A, go create a story. Two, go learn how to tell your story. In our, I don't even know if we have this product available on the website or not, but I hope we do. But it's called the Best Of Series, and it's learning how to tell your story. Testimonials are so important. You have no idea. Gosh, if all you did was tell the story I just gave you to 10 people every day, you would create some kind of curiosity in those 10 people. You would wind up with phone numbers of people who want to get out of debt. You would wind up with people going, how? What do I have to do to get started? That would happen if you went out telling that story to 10 people a day, okay? So that is my fifth and final point. I promised you three. Number one was recruiting. I directed you exactly where you go in the archive calls. You can get free information on how to prospect. If you really want to learn how to master and you want to be on an accelerator program, 1,000 conversations you need to have. You need to read a script 1,000 times over the next 30 days. That is a massive accelerator plan. Number two was a 3-meeting plan. Why get someone started if you're not going to be able to show them how to make money? 3-meeting plan is going to show you exactly how to help them make money their first 72 hours, as well as be able to close 90% of everyone inside your meetings. That is through the Home Presentation Success System, that product that was in there. Talked about North Carolina. Talked about the script book. Number three was building a fire, leveraging. I gave you a no-fail plan on that deal. If you are failing, take the failure, turn it into success to the tune of creating $65,000 worth of sales volume in a day and a half. That information is free on the website. There's some free information there. But if you're one of those people that you want an accelerated plan, study North Carolina because it's on there. Number four was I talked about having the mindset of a champion, that you need to learn how to nourish and protect any progress that you're having. And number five was creating your story, how to tell it. Go out and get it done. So, JP, I'm going to turn the call back over to you. Other than that, gang, thank you so much for your time and your effort tonight. These are five things that are certainly going to help you to accelerate your business. And you know what? Let me give you a quick six. Get people to creating a dynasty. Guys, you've got Australia and Los Angeles, a chance to fill those events with people that then will be dynasty qualified. Dynasty is the biggest accelerator that is in the marketplace today for your business. Now, I know not everybody is into accelerating their business, but if you are one of those that's like me, that you want acceleration, you want things easier and faster with bigger profits, creating a dynasty will help to develop not only your leadership, but if you want to generate a six-figure income in the year 2007, you want to have people at Dynasty with you. Your income is directly related by how many people that are in your business that possess the skills to be able to succeed. Dynasty gives you the skills that you need in order to succeed. So look at this. How many people do you want in your business professionally building a business with a professional skill set, professional knowledge, professional expertise. How much money will that make you in 2007? Your income will be directly related to the amount of people you have personally at Creating a Dynasty in December. So there you go. That was tip number 6. Other than that, John, it's all yours. Thanks.
Danny, what an awesome call. Ladies and gentlemen, please do your team a favor. If some of your folks did not hear this call live, make sure to send them out an email or give them a call and say you've got to listen to this call. It's going to be up on the website within 24 hours. That was so much information packed into such a short period of time. Man, I don't know how she does it, but ladies and gentlemen, please make sure to contact all your people. Get them plugged in. Make sure they sign up as a free member at DannyJohnson.com. And again, First Steps to Success, September 16th and 17th, Australia, almost sold out. Get on that now. Prospecting and Closing Teleseminar, September 21st and 28th, only $97 for 4 hours of training. And Los Angeles, California, October 14th and 15th, First Steps to Success will be a sellout. We already have it almost a quarter full. So, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you get on that. Those of you who are working your business on a regular pace and you want to really, really beef up your skills, plug into the Prospecting and Closing group coaching classes starting October 3rd and 5th. And as Danny just mentioned, Creating a Dynasty, December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, Orlando, Florida. If you want to become a leader and bring up leaders in your team, make sure that you are at that event. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to thank all of you for participating on this call tonight. I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines and everyone say good night and God bless.